Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 47. Change your habits and adopt a healthy mindset by Anna Dornier with jcdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. This is where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, occasionally with my own commentary. I'm Dr. Neil, the guy who's acting as your personal narrator for free. Now, for those of you who have been listening to the show, you may remember me sharing that my wife basically thinks that my shoulders are way too small and out of proportion with the rest of my body. So what did I do? I went to the gym and worked my shoulders for like a solid hour, which I hadn't done in forever. I've been on this total body workout kick lately, and so working out one body part just hasn't been part of my forte for the last, couple months. So I went to the gym, worked my shoulders out for a long time, and boy, was I sore. Boy, it took like 2 days for me to really feel that soreness kick in. Now, if you've ever experienced it, you know it's not fun. But this Friday's Q&A, I'm actually going to address how to reduce that level of soreness, how you can get over it much, much more quickly. So definitely check back in this Friday for our Q&A episode. Now, today I have a post from JCD Fitness, but from a guest author, Anna Dornier, a certified kettlebell instructor and personal trainer in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can find her online at transformfxfitness.com. And so today's inspirational quote actually plays off nicely with this topic. The quote comes from Robert K. Greenleaf, who wrote a book that I've been reading this past week called Servant Leadership: A Journey into the Nature of Legitimate Power and Greatness. The quote reads, "Hope is absolutely essential to both sanity and wholeness of life." So why did I select that quote? Well, for many of us, when we're trying to change our habits, which is what today's post is about, we lose hope because we feel like we failed, because it's too difficult. But we're here to tell you today that it is possible and you can do it. So with that, let's hear Anna's guest post and start optimizing your life. Change Your Habits and Adopt a Healthy Mindset by Anna Dornier with jcdfitness.com. Most definitions of a, quote, healthy lifestyle tend to differ from person to person. My definition has completely changed since I started the process of changing my habits to lose the fat forever. I used to believe that living a healthy lifestyle meant never stepping inside a fast food chain again, or that I would have to give up chocolate cake altogether. However, through trial and error, I finally discovered some nutrition and exercise strategies that my body responds to like clockwork, and I'm still able to enjoy my favorite, not-so-healthy dishes. Truthfully, I had a lot of bad experiences during my newbie days because I was relying mainly on motivation to keep me focused on my nutrition and my workouts. This strategy quickly backfired on me whenever something unexpected interrupted my schedule or when I had a slight change in mood. Relying on motivation alone to keep me on track immediately turned into a disaster. My reasoning is because motivation is short-lived. I've learned the hard way that I need strategies instead of motivation. Even if I find great nutrition and exercise programs, I know their greatness is irrelevant if I'm unable to follow them. The strategy of creating habits. The one thing I realized during this process is how my habits were working against me. it was the frequent visits to the local Starbucks for my morning skinny vanilla latte, the decadent dessert after lunch, or the nightly glass of wine when I watched TV that were killing the progress I made in the gym or in the nutrition department. It seemed no matter how many times I heard the saying, quote, "You can't out-train a bad diet," it failed to stick in my head. After several weeks at the mercy of my bad habits, I realized the only way to beat them is to join them. Well, not exactly. I basically took the healthy changes I wanted to make and turned the bad habits into good ones. Through this process, I eventually eliminated the bad habits. I replaced my latte with green tea. I ate a juicy piece of fruit after lunch and ditched my nightly glass of wine completely. Making these changes was not easy. The first few days were the most difficult. However, there's an old adage for whenever we want to create new habits. To create a new habit, we must stick to our new routine for at least 30 consecutive days. After the initial time period, the new changes become second nature to the point in which they are almost automatic. This strategy has done wonders for me, and I still use it to this day whenever I want to create a positive change. Recognize what's going on in your head. We get comfortable when we have a routine simply because we are creatures of habit. Our mind's job is to keep us safe. In other words, it gives us ease to deal with that which we are familiar with. If you've ever caught yourself thinking about all the, quote, what ifs when you're about to do something completely different, this is a perfect example of how your mind attempts to safeguard you. This can turn against us if our comfort zone is associated with eating junk food and exercising very little. Thus, when it's time to step outside of our comfort zone, it can become an uphill battle. The good news is we don't have to fight the battle very long if we remain consistent with the healthy changes we've made for the first few weeks. The sooner you recognize your mental blocks and the obstacles keeping you from your fitness goals, the closer you will be to reaching them. Here is how you can make your habits work for you. First, take out a blank piece of paper and make a list of the bad habits you want to get rid of on the left side. Next, make a list of the new habit you want to replace your old habit with on the right side of the paper. For instance, if you've developed a bad habit of eating high-calorie snacks before bedtime, record it on the left side. Then, write the new habit of drinking green tea or any other low-calorie substitute or snack abstinence altogether on the right side. Because it takes persistence and dedication to making serious changes, you should focus on 2 to 3 habits at once. Attempting too many changes at one time will make you frustrated and will possibly lead to giving up on your new habits. After you've chosen 3 new habits, commit to them consistently for the next 30 days. Before you know it, this new way of life will be semi-automatic. When it comes to making lifelong changes, consistency is the key. More importantly, you have to realize that your mind must make a transformation along with your physical transformation. Once you rewire your thought patterns, the physical transformation magically becomes easier, and the likelihood of reverting back to your old habits becomes nothing but an old thought. You just listened to the post titled, "Change Your Habits and Adopt a Healthy Mindset" by Anna Dornier with jcdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here. The one thing I would add to Anna's advice would be this. Change the environment around you. Why does that work? And what am I really talking about? If, for example, you wanted to consume more fruits and vegetables, make sure those are readily available and in plain sight as often as possible. For fruit that doesn't spoil when just sitting at room temperature out on the countertop, definitely leave them out on the countertop in plain sight. For those vegetables that especially don't need to be in the crisper drawer, make sure they are washed, chopped, and ready to go and in plain sight, middle of your refrigerator, so that when you open that refrigerator door, those are the first things you see. What do I mean by middle? Place those prepared veggies in the middle of the shelf on the middle rack of your refrigerator. Scientists have done a number of studies on this, and they found that we as human beings will gravitate towards making a selection that's in the middle. That goes for vending machines, refrigerated foods, buffet lines, you name it. So those little environmental changes can go a long way. Plus, I shared with you last week, my wife and I created a workout calendar. It's just a piece of paper with the days of the week and dates listed. We write down our workouts whenever we completed it. Now, if you didn't know, I answer your questions right here on the show every Friday in special Q&A episodes. Last Friday was about intermittent fasting, so I covered that in detail. Now you can call and leave a message with your question. We actually have a phone number now. Just call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. OHD stands for Optimal Health Daily, of course. Or you can also send an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. Either way works, and the phone number and link are on this episode's description. Also, if you leave a question, you're automatically entered into special raffles to win books. So if you have any diet, fitness, nutrition, or stress management related questions, again, call 61-I-LOVE-OHD or visit our website, oldpodcast.com, and click on the red Ask a Health Question button. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Nia Shanks. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.